Hi, everyone. Welcome to lesbiasian.com. That's www.lesbiasian.com. This is Faith.
This is Tani. Thanks for tuning in. Before I go into today's topic, I just want to share about these amazing kale chips that I discovered. They're oh so yummy, delicious. They're like packed full of nutrients, and kale is a very nutritious veggie, and these folks like made them into chips. It's not fried, instead they call it air crisp, but they're not fooling us because, you know, as Asian people, we know that they just like dried it, but they call it air crisp, whatever.
Anyways, on to today's topic, honey?
Yeah. Today, we're going to be talking about the exciting topic of cheating. It's probably highly likely that either you've cheated yourself or you've been cheated on or you know someone who has been cheated on.
It's bad news. But what is considered cheating? Is that different within the lesbian community? I feel like it's not always black and white, especially when so many people have different opinions on what it is. So, baby, what do you consider cheating?
I guess, I mean, if you're in a monogamous relationship, I think cheating, for me, it would involve both emotional and, like, physical departure from your current relationship. If you have an attraction and you act upon that attraction knowingly, then I would consider that cheating.
So let's say that the person that you're in a relationship with, okay, let's say I...
No, why don't you share what yours is before you go into, like,
asking you
what I think.
I want to know. So my Venus is in Cancer, so I'm really, really into being loyal and faithful. I need that within my relationship, and my opinion, it has developed over time. But for sure, anything sort of physical, if you're in a relationship where both of you have, the both of you, so not just one, has considered yourselves to be in a monogamous relationship devoted to just one another, then I consider anything physical, first and foremost, cheating. And then I am not as clear. So this includes like deceitfully going out and then even holding hands. I think that is cheating. But when it comes to the emotional stuff, I feel like I'm a little bit more gray on that because I'm like, you know, there are times in the relationship where if a relationship is ending, you might find yourself interested in another person, especially if you've kind of emotionally checked out of that relationship already. And then you might find yourself interested in someone else. And then that's where it's kind of gray for me because it's like, well, at that point, maybe you're emotionally cheating, I guess. And I think that it would be the right thing to do to end the relationship. So I guess that's where I'm saying I'm not as black and white about the emotional cheating part.
Well, to me, that sounded like cheating because if you're already checked out of your current relationship and you're like emotionally investing in another person while you're still in a relationship, then I would consider that being shady. You know, I think being shady, if you know you're being shady, if, you know, your friends think you're being shady, then it's probably pretty shady.
Right.
And if it's shady, then it's probably not like.
But some people wouldn't consider it being shady, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, why would you still be in a relationship if you're emotionally checked out? And like, what's the point?
No, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. What I'm saying is, there are people that, you know, where I can see this happening where you're not into the relationship anymore, but you're not saying that it's going for a long period of time. Let's say you've been in like a several year relationship and then towards like the last month or something, you kind of know you're not there and you might find yourself attracted to someone. Not saying that you're sitting there thinking about the person all the time, but you know, you're interested. So is that considered cheating?
I mean,
and then you end the relationship very soon when you're like, oh, I'm attracted to other folks.
If you make it clean, I guess not. But really, I feel like that some issue in the relationship already if you're like checked out. And I think sometimes people use cheating as a way of breaking up. It's not always easy to walk away from like a relationship that you've been in for a very long time. And even with, like, some glaring issues going on, it's much easier to break up when there's, like, some dramatic thing that happens, like cheating. It's, like, a way of justifying it to yourself that the relationship is over. So if you're, like, able to cheat on your partner, you know that the relationship is over. So then it makes it easier for you to finally walk away from the relationship.
I already know Tani's experiences with cheating, but maybe you want to share with the audience.
Why am I all on the spot? Why don't you share? Why don't you share?
I asked you first. Come on. So what is your experience with cheating? Either being on the receiving end where someone's cheated on you, if you've had that experience, or being sort of the person that has cheated on the other person, or being any sort of that dynamic. You want to share at all about whether or not you've participated the cheatery?
Yes, I have been involved in not always honest relationships with people. I think that it gets confusing in like the lesbian like communities because people question, and then there's that grayness. I mean, I think cheating is bad no matter whether you're cheating on a woman or cheating on a male or whatever. It's just, it's dishonest and it's hurtful. And
it's not only hurtful to the other person, but yourself too.
Yeah. So there's some gray area because if, you know, hetero relationships are what is expected, what is socialized into people, and then when people, you know, start to question their sexuality, and then...
So you're talking about a time that you've participated in the whole cheating thing, and yeah. I know that you're a lifelong lesbian, so I'm assuming you're, because you bring up this, like, questioning sort of thing, so yeah. You're in this dynamic where you're with someone that was questioning, I'm assuming?
I had an affair with this woman who was in a marriage. She was also like questioning her identity. And so, you know, I rationalized in my mind that, you know, well, she's questioning and she never got the opportunity to like be anything other than hetero. And, you know, that's not fair. Right. And so I rationalized in my mind that, you know, I'm just helping this woman out. And she was attractive and, you know, I liked her and everything. And so somehow I made it in my mind that it was okay to, like, to be having an affair.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying because I feel like a part of me also is kind of like, well, I think no matter what, the cheating is wrong. But when you have that sort of thing going on where a woman is sort of questioning, she's in this relationship, it's kind of stuck in its heart. You throw into that this whole thing about her coming out process. Then it feels kind of, and especially if you're like, yeah, you're all about women coming to terms with their sexuality, you want to help that woman out. And so you're like, you know, it's not, you're like, it's not right because you don't think of it as like the aspect of the dishonesty part, but it's more like, I'm helping this woman come to terms with her sexual identity. And that's kind of like a noble thing
well,
to do.
Well, it's not, I didn't feel noble about it. You know, it's not right. If like, if you're forced into... like hetero, you know, relationships from a time of like being really young and never knowing that there's an option outside of that and that hetero-ness is not the only way. And, you know, there's like, we don't have to go into like,
this reminds me of that,
the politics of
that
hetero
thing
relationships.
Of,
but
that, this reminds me of the L word. Remember where, I don't know if folks ever watched The L Word, but there was this thing about Jenny, and she was one of the main characters, was about to get married, and she totally had moved to this new town and found all these lesbians, and but pretty much she ended up cheating. And I remember they were saying it's not okay. The show made
well,
this,
Bette said it wasn't right. Okay.
It's not okay.
Marina was like,
I don't see anything wrong with what I'm doing. And that's kind of the perspective. I was kind of like, yeah, I'm with right there with Marina, where I don't feel like there's anything wrong. But I think I've come to be like more in the middle where I think it's wrong, but at the same time, it's sort of, there's this a little bit of justification there.
It's hard to like move outside the box that you've been like put in, you know?
Right. It's kind of scary too, if you're interested in women.
Yeah. You know, there's just so many layers going on, right. You know, it's like, yeah, if there's trust in your relationship already with, you know, your whoever partner, then you should be able to like have that conversation.
Right.
And be open about it. But if you're kind of oblivious to everything and it just is happening, and you know, it's kind of hard to really, in retrospect, be like, right. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. It's just things happen the way it did based on like what you knew at the time.
Well, I've been on both ends. I've like had the experience of being cheated on, and you know, I never considered myself, I never thought that I had cheated. Like, this whole time that I've lived up to my existence, now I'm 31, and up until like a couple weeks ago that Tanya and I were talking about it, I never was like, I've cheated before. I was always like, I've been so faithful. I've totally blocked out this one experience I had. But yeah, for sure, I've been on the end where I have been cheated on, and it feels really crappy. And then on the opposite end of that, I've been in a relationship where I was with someone for several years, and you know, at the time I was questioning my identity. I was very curious about women and very interested in women. And a couple times, like before I went into this relationship. I was messing around with women, but we weren't in a monogamous relationship. And by the time I was kind of like, this relationship is over, I'm not interested anymore, I was very much like thinking about being with women. And I was at a club one time, and I totally blocked this out of my memory.
Wait, was this while you're still with this person?
Yeah.
Or
we were still together. Okay. Yeah, we were still together, but
you were checked out. So this is what you're referring to earlier.
This is exactly what I was referring to earlier. I was pretty much checked out, and we were out dancing, and I met these women in the bathroom. And pretty much, long story short, I ended up making out with these women in the bathroom, and two of them, and I totally forgot about that. But that is cheating, because I would have been highly upset. And this is like the whole thing, I guess, that you're talking about with like a hetero dynamic and thinking about being with someone that is questioning, is like, I didn't consider that cheating at all, because, you know, for sure, if I was making out with some dude, I would have known that was cheating. But since at the time, I didn't realize that I could be in a relationship with a woman, and it was so like in passing, and I was so oblivious to my own identity that I didn't consider kissing these women as cheating.
It's pretty much your awareness about yourself and, you know, the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously didn't like women an option.
Right.
So how could it be cheating? You know, it was like,
it was fun. Yeah.
It was an experience. It was like going to the strip club or whatever.
Exactly. So all that aside though, let's, you know, forget about, you know, the women that are questioning. There's a lot of cheating within the lesbian community. And these are the straight up lesbians, like lesbians. So you know that if you go into any sort of space where there's other lesbians or other queer folks, that most likely you've dated like a few of those folks or know the person like that you were dating or are dating has dated someone else in the room or whatever. And there is a lot of that perception of the dyke drama. So why do you think this happens?
I think there's plenty of cheating that happens that has nothing to do with like someone questioning their sexuality.
Yeah, for sure.
Part of it is having like, you know, there's that player mentality of, you know, wanting to be with as many people as possible. And that comes from, you know, our society being really women hating, not respecting women and like objectifying women. And so that whole player mentality is, you know, not respecting women as like people necessarily. It's like, I'm going to like conquer you. I'm going to conquer you and then be done with it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I feel like there is some sort of like this male identification with that. Like women that are not fully loving women, you can be totally interested in women, but you know, it's not loving to be dishonest and intentionally hurtful to other women. I do feel like that's something that I've seen a lot of lesbians do, and we've seen it all over within lesbian media where you have at least the one player. And I feel like it's something having to do with wanting to be more identified with not feminine and more kind of like the masculine type to hate on women pretty much and collect women. I guess that's what it is. It's like collection of women. I think another thing that's kind of unique to the lesbian community and cheating is the fact that many lesbians are invisibilized and have actually experienced a lot of trauma and just not being recognized fully for who they are. And I think that actually plays out in relationships quite a bit. So there's this idea of being self-sabotaging. So, cheating on your partner or ending a relationship in whatever unhealthy way before that person can hurt or harm you. So it's kind of a way to escape before you become fully vulnerable or something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially with like, you know, the queer community, like hetero women who are experimenting with like lifelong lesbians or, you know, lesbians that know they're lesbians and they're not questioning, and hetero women coming in and like experimenting and then like leaving and breaking the heart,
yeah, you know,
breaking their hearts and stuff. And it's like complicated. It's not as like clear cut within our hetero society. There's not very many systems set up to support like lesbian relationships. Everything is set up to like sort of destroy us individually and like even more so if we're together, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not easy being a woman, and it's not easy being a lesbian.
So then you're sitting there trying to deal with your own stuff and your own baggage. And in addition to that, you have to be able to be aware enough to support your partner in that. And it actually takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it takes commitment and work. And depending on where you at with like your healing process, it could support your relationship or actually sabotage your relationship.
Yeah. Ultimately, though, cheating, I feel, is bad news and for sure an unhealthy way to start out a new relationship. So if you're considering cheating and checking out that other woman, maybe think twice a little bit and have that relationship, your first and foremost relationship, end clean before you pursue that next one. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think I learned a lot from my previous relationship to not start a new relationship with, like, cheating or having some sort of affair, but to start my relationships honest and clean, because this is bad karma. Nothing ever works out.
Well, that's all we got for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and until next time,
let's be Asian for life.